217 Kyle. The answer to that is, fortunately, yes, there are. Do you currently use 2-meter or 440 in hand?
Currently able to use both, and I use both on a regular basis.
Okay, fantastic. There's several around the community, and are you using the Phoenix 700 at the moment?
Yes, I am, and I can confirm that works perfectly from the university.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to share with you. There's at least 2 amateur repeaters at the same site that this repeater is on, that you're getting into it at the Phoenix 700. That's the Baldy Mountain site. There's a digital digital repeater, DMR, on 440. And there's, I believe, a VHF or a 2-meter FM repeater up there. There's also repeaters on Mount Ashland and Soda Mountain that you should be able to get into from the university. The Mount Ashland repeater, I believe, is part of the PRA network. And I believe there's a 440 machine as well as a VHF machine. I'd have to verify that, though. And there's a 2-meter machine, VHF, on Soda Mountain as well. And you probably could hit 2-meter repeater on Roxy Ann. I believe there's... Sorry, Kyle, I timed myself out. I believe there's a 2-meter repeater on Roxy Ann, and I know there's a 440 machine on Roxy Ann that's connected to the PRA system as well.
Perfect. I really appreciate that information. I will be at the university on Monday so I can have a look around and see what I can find. I have really been enjoying radio lately and have assumed that that's going to be one of my hobbies. I'm going to probably get a job at JPR while I'm also, you know, playing drums for 6 or 7 hours a week. So I really appreciate it, and I will see what I can find on Monday.
Not a problem. There's at least 3 resources I can tell you where you'll find information. One is going to be W7PRA, the Peak Radio Association. They list all their repeaters, and they've got quite a few in both 2-meter and 440. Also, I would check and look up the Jackson County Amateur Radio Clubs. They're going to list their repeaters, of course, on their websites. And then there's also Repeater Book, which is an online resource that by county, I believe, or by region, you'll be able to look up active repeaters. And sometimes the information gets outdated, but it's usually pretty good. So cross my fingers for you. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much, 602. I really appreciate it. WSDR 217 Kyle is monitoring and going to look at the Repeater Book app.
There you go, Kyle. Have a great one. And don't forget, too, that there's traffic on 146.52. You know, simplex traffic is equally as important, and you might be surprised that there's some stations in the Ashland area specifically that enjoy being on 52. So anyway, have a great one, man. It's cool to see you enjoying radio. WRCD 602.